Why do the gospel accounts differ? Why did Jesus use parables? Are there demon-possessed people today? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is the big book of New Testament questions and answers. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers is written by Dr. Michael Eschelbach of Concordia University, Irvine, California. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we like to play with our listeners on Fridays. After a good week's broadcasting, we usually have heard from a number of our guests some of those things that stick in our minds. Maybe when we're listening to it here as in the live broadcast, it just catches my attention, it catches Jeff's attention, and we make a little note. We call those things soundbites. We'll just say there was a soundbite. It's like spotting a unicorn or something. They're rare, but they do occur on a regular basis here on Issues Etc. And by the time we get to the end of the week, we usually have enough of them to play for our listeners. And we're often curious which our listeners would think would be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Well, this is no exception. This week, we've got four soundbites to play for you from Chris Roseborough, Russell Moore, Dr. Ben Mays, and Carol Tobias of National Right to Life. We're going to play them for you. And then we want to hear from you. That's the part of the game where you have to participate. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get them right here in the studio in real time. Send us a tweet, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. facebook.com/IssuesETC. We also give away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, notepad, I believe. Mouse pads are all gone. They're extinct around here. And that's the LPR bundle package. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet @IssuesETC or facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. He's on with this almost every week to do This Week in Pop American Christianity. Recently, we were talking about T.D. Jakes. He says, well, Pastor Jakes is the opposite of Catholic.
The LGBTs of all types and sorts have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe like anybody else. And the church should have the right to have its own convictions and values. If you don't like those convictions and values, you totally disagree with it, don't try to change my house. Move into your own and establish that sort of thing and find somebody who gets what you get about faith.
T.D. Jakes' answer is the opposite of Catholic. The word Catholic means universal. The church is Catholic. There's one church, and the church has one doctrine, one faith that we're to be proclaiming. Or as Paul says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Or as Jude says, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. If you are a Christian, then you understand that there are not multiple Christianities. There is Christianity. There are not multiple sound doctrines. There is sound doctrine. And we have not multiple gospels to proclaim, but one gospel to proclaim. There's a broad road that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow path that leads to eternal life. And T.D. Jakes' answer puts people on and keeps them on the broad road that leads to destruction.
That's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, then we need to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you listen. Or send us a tweet @IssuesETC. Our Facebook fan page, you can vote there too, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two from Russell Moore, recently speaking with him about, well, the place of the church in a hostile culture. Here he is explaining a statement that he made recently in a book, The Church is an Act of War.
What the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 3 is that the church is a sign to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. So the church is an outpost of the coming kingdom of God. So what our churches ought to be doing is signaling to the rest of the world, this is what the victory of Christ looks like, and this is what the kingdom of God ultimately looks like. We're giving you a preview of that right now. And so when we see the church being ruled and governed by Christ, we're seeing Jesus demonstrating to the devil, your reign is coming to an end, ultimately.
That's soundbite number two, Russell Moore explaining his statement, the church is an act of war, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, an email right here in the studio, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or vote over our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Ben Mays. We were talking with him about the Reformers' view of the law, and one big question mark came up with one of those principal reformers, Philip Melanchthon, who wrote at several places, even in the Lutheran Confessions, that the law only accuses. Why did he write that?
If the law only accuses, then it cannot act as a guide or a rule. Then people cannot say with David, "O Lord, how I love your law," because the law only accuses. Now, these places where Melanchthon says that the law only accuses, he's talking about his adversaries, the Roman Catholic theologians there at the Diet of Augsburg. He's talking about their kind of preaching in which they omit the gospel, in which they preach only the law. And time and again, he says that to the law there must be added the gospel. And when the gospel is added, then the law becomes something that is joyful, something that Christians love. This is Apology, Article 4, Paragraph 257. If our opponents exclude the gospel of Christ from the preaching of penitence, they deserve to be regarded as blasphemers against Christ. Every time where he says that the law only accuses, it's always when the law is taken alone, by itself, without the gospel.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Ben Mays, why the reformer Philip Melanchthon said the law only accuses. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. The fourth soundbite for your listening pleasure is right here, and then it will be your turn to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four comes from Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life. Here she is with a brief response to some of the seventh Planned Parenthood video.
So then I hear her call my name. "Hey, Ollie, come over here. I want you to see something kind of cool. This is kind of neat." The moment I see it, I'm just flabbergasted. This is the most gestated fetus and closest thing to a baby I've seen. And she's like, "Okay, I want to show you something." So she has one of her instruments and she just taps the heart and it starts beating. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this fetus and its heart is beating. And I don't know what to think.
They're treating these unborn children that, well, presumably they have just killed, as if it was nothing more than an appendix or a gallbladder or, you know, something else, that they have totally dehumanized the unborn child. I can't imagine working in a situation like that where you have not had to put on the blinders and let your heart just get so hardened, because I don't know how you could look at a baby or look at the parts of a baby and not have some kind of compassion or heart-wrenching question about what you're doing.
That was soundbite number four, Kel Tobias responding to the seventh Planned Parenthood video. That's all the soundbites, 1, 2, 3, 4. This break will be a great time for you to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We are coming to you live on this Friday afternoon. It's the 21st of August. You can also vote by sending us an email right now, talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The historical advantage that Christianity have is unlike that of any other world religious system.
Dr. Paul Meyer speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Are we dealing with history here? I do believe. This is not some special mythology invented, but part and parcel of the ancient world. No question about that. There is no religion on earth like Christianity, which is easier to defend on a historical basis. There it is.
You can listen to Dr. Meyer's entire presentation, Making the Case for the Historicity of Christianity, and teachings by Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Jonathan Fisk, Molly Hemingway, and David Menton on an audio DVD from the Making the Case conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. For more information, look for the audio DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, August 21st. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package. There's only two ways to get the LPR Bundle Package. That's the walk in the doors here at the LPR studios, but since most people can't and don't do that, the only other way is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and have the best vote that week. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, bumper sticker, notepad, I believe. Yes, that's what's in the LPR bundle package. And we're giving it away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Vote by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc, by sending us an email with your vote. Remember your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. And the same goes for Twitter votes as well, @issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough on T.D. Jakes, the opposite of Catholic? Soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Moore explaining the church as an act of war. Soundbite number three, Dr. Ben Mays, why did the reformer Philip Melanchthon often say the law only accuses? Or soundbite number four, Carol Tobias of National Right to Life responding to the seventh Planned Parenthood video. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. David listens in Colorado. He writes this: at the root of why I'm no longer in evangelicalism and instead am a confessional Lutheran is found in Pastor Roseborough's comments and in Mr. Jake's nonsense. I got up and left evangelicalism looking for Catholicity. That's a great reason to leave. Looking for Catholicity, that is the Church Catholic. Waiting on the other side of the door, I found Pastor Roseborough and Issues Etc. challenging my ignorant thinking and pointing me to Jesus. T.D. Jakes is just one of those still inside. The difference is that T.D. Jakes, unlike confessional Lutherans, is quite content to tell others that if they leave him alone, he's quite happy to let them all go to hell. Now, that's pretty brutal logic there, isn't it, David? Thank you very much for listening in Colorado and for your Vote for Issues, etc. soundbite of the week. Jason listens in North Carolina. He says, I vote for Pastor Chris Rosebro on TD Jakes. He says, we should no longer be afraid of the word Catholic. Even though the Roman Catholic Church capitalizes the C, we need to confess the Nicene Creed. That's quite true, and thanks for listening there in North Carolina. Still plenty of time for your vote for Issues, etc. soundbite of the week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Folks, did you know that Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options? That's pretty good for a university, 50 online educational options online, that is, if you have been putting off your associate's degree, your bachelor's degree, even your master's degree. You don't have to put it off any longer. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. Click Concordia University Online, their logo, and enter the program code ISSUES. That's easy to remember. They will waive your application fee. It's lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org. Click Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Still time for your Vote for Issues, etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Darren in Alexandria, Virginia votes this way. Another tough choice, but I vote for soundbite number 2, Russell Moore. When it seems that the church is assailed on all sides, we need to remember that this is what we should have expected. The church is God's invasion force into enemy territory, and we must recall Jesus' words that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Not as they attack us, but as we press forward against them, the church must take heart from our head, knowing he will always prevail. Thanks for listening in Virginia, Darren. Janet in Monticello, Illinois, says her vote is for soundbite number 4. That would be Carol Tobias responding to the 7th Planned Parenthood video, because the 7th video shows us not only how hard-hearted the pro-abortionists are toward a fetus, which is a person, but it is a confirmation of how much some people have hardened their hearts toward God. She says, they don't recognize how they are created or who created the entire universe. The video must open our eyes to how some hearts of people are so focused on themselves and what they can accomplish in the name of science. This is the opposite of the love we have from God. Janet, thanks for listening in Illinois. The winner this week of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 1, Pastor Chris Rosebro, T.D. Jakes, the opposite of Catholic.
The LGBTs of all types and sorts have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe like anybody else. And the church should have the right to have its own convictions and values. If you don't like those convictions and values, you totally disagree with it, don't try to change my house. Move into your own and establish that sort of thing and find somebody who gets what you get about faith.
T.D. Jakes' answer is the opposite of Catholic. The word Catholic means universal. The church is Catholic. There's one church, and the church has one doctrine, one faith that we're to be proclaiming. Or as Paul says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Or as Jude says, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. If you are a Christian, then you understand that there are not multiple Christianities. There is Christianity. There are not multiple sound doctrines. There is sound doctrine. And we have not multiple gospels to proclaim, but one gospel to proclaim. There's a broad road that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow path that leads to eternal life. And T.D. Jakes' answer puts people on and keeps them on the broad road that leads to destruction.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, soundbite number 1, Pastor Chris Rosebro, on T.D. Jakes, the opposite of Catholic. By the way, congratulations to Pastor Rosebro and his wife. I think today is their wedding anniversary, so congratulations to them. The winner of the LPR bundle package is Darren in Alexandria, Virginia. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, you still have 17 days to order an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference. We will send this to you if you're a non-conference attendee for a suggested donation of $300 to Issues, etc. before Labor Day. Now, you can order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues, etc. Send it to Issues, etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Be sure to write Conference Audio DVD in the memo line of your check. You can also order it online. Just click the Audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. For more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning. According to the 3-year lectionary, Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest. We'll be talking about what defiles a person from Mark chapter 7. Jesus makes it very clear. We'll also have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.